ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Would non-Muslims say about Ali, the first successor of Prophet Muhammad? Sir William Moore, 1819 to 1905, Scottish scholar and statesman, held the posts of Foreign Secretary to the Indian government as well as Lieutenant Governor of the Northwestern Provinces, says the following about Imam Ali in his book, The Life of Muhammad. Endowed with a clear intellect, warm in affection and confiding in friendship, he was from the boyhood devoted heart and soul to the Prophet. Simple, quiet, and unambitious when in after days he obtained the rule of half of the Muslim world, it was rather thrust upon him than sought. The Life of Muhammad.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, one of the amazing lessons which we learn from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, is generosity and honesty. And so when we look at the historical texts, whether they are found in the Shia school of thought or the Sunni school of thought, and even when we look at the historical texts or the commentaries and biographies written by non-Muslims, we find that beyond a doubt, Imam Ali was the most generous and the most honest man after the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now, how can we say that Imam Ali was the most generous and the most honest man? Well, as regards to being the most generous, the highest degree of generosity is to offer one's life. And Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, as has been written in the historical texts, we find that by lying and sleeping in the bed of the Holy Prophet on Laylat al-Mabit, the night where the Holy Prophet migrated towards Medina, Imam Ali sacrificed his life for the sake of the Messenger of Allah in order to save the Holy Prophet Muhammad. The historian Ibn Athir reports that the Quranic verse in chapter number 2, verse 207, which says, "And among men is he who sells himself to seek the pleasure of Allah," was revealed about Imam Ali when the Holy Prophet left Mecca for Medina. And it was at this time that the Holy Prophet asked Imam Ali if he would lie and sleep in his bed in order to be able to escape. And so here we find that when he gave up his life, when he sacrificed his life, Imam Ali was the most generous man. And when it comes to the most honest man, we find that the Holy Prophet asked Imam Ali on the next day to transfer the people's trust, which had been entrusted to the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And so, truly, a profound lesson, talking about generosity and honesty, which we should both inculcate into our lives, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Today, I would like to focus on examples from non-Muslims who admire the sermons of Amir al-Mu'mineen, especially when it comes to Nahj al-Balagha. And we are talking about the non-Muslims of the present day. A third example, as far as, you know, non-Muslim entity is concerned, those who appreciated the wisdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen even after 14 centuries is the United Nations Organization. In the year 2002, UN actually issued a report regarding the Middle East. The title was Liberating Human Capabilities, and the subtitle of that report is Governance, Human Development, and the Arab World. So they have a survey of, you know, how the Arab societies work, and then they have solutions there, recommendations of what they should do. And just so that the Arabs don't feel bad about it, that, you know, UN is saying we should follow the example of the West, they actually say you don't need to go here and there for the example. They said you go back to your own history and look at the example of your Caliph Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. It's irony that the Arab world is being told to follow the example of Ali by United Nations. And in that actual report, in one area, they have a box where they have actual excerpts from the letter that Amir al-Mu'mineen wrote to Malik Ashtar about, you know, the principles of governance. Of course, they haven't put everything there, but main important points there. And so this is important to realize that even now, when people look at the history of Islam, you know, the example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, his words, his ideas, and his example basically is still a guidance and light for the people in the modern times. And this is what I would say, you know, this is a challenge for us, the Shias. Shouldn't we be ahead of all others in studying Nahj al-Balagha? Think about it.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.